Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing well and thriving. Welcome to another episode of our educational podcast, where we aim to provide valuable insights to all those passionate about our branding company and the art of sales. Today's episode is all about leveraging a powerful sales strategy called the PAS formula, which stands for problem, agitation, and solution. Around 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to speak with at a branding meeting for traders, where I introduced the concept of content creation using the PAS formula. Many of you expressed concerns about how to constantly produce content for your websites, where we start thinking about content creation for branding building. Our minds often get stuck on what topics to write about or discuss each day. After all these years, I wanted to revisit this formula, but this time with a focus on sales. How can we use the PAS formula to boost our sales? But first, let's break down the PAS actually is, and what it does, and how it can transform our approach to our selling. We believe in psychology that people are motivated to buy for one of two reasons: to seek pleasure or to avoid pain. When a customer is deciding whether to purchase from you, they are either looking for a way to solve a problem that is causing them pain, or they are seeking a solution that bring them some form of benefit or pleasure. For example, people often convert their money into gold or foreign currency when they sense economic instability or fear that holding onto cash may lead to loss of value. Similarly, they may buy a product or service if they believe it will bring them greater benefits or returns. This is where the PAS formula becomes incredibly effective. PAS stands for problem, agitation, and solution. Number one, P, problem. The first step is identifying a problem in sales. The problem is always the beginning of the story. Businesses exist to solve problems or meet needs. So understanding the customer's pain point is crucial. A stands for agitation. The next step is agitation. Once the problem is identified, you must agitate the issue, amplifying the discomfort or urgency of the problem in the customer's mind. You want to move their mindset from complacency to action. S, solution. Finally, you present a solution. Your product or service could be the answer to the problem, offering relief, benefit, or resolution. If you can effectively guide the customer through these steps, they are more likely to purchase from you. The first part of PAS is problem identification. The better you are at identifying the problem, the more successfully you will be in sales. Think about it. All businesses exist to solve problems. The bigger the problem, the more valuable the solution becomes. So you must first understand what the customer's problem is. For example, in many of our previous meetings, we have talked about recognizing the pain points of your customers. Imagine you're negotiating with a potential buyer who is hesitant to buy upfront. Their problem might be trust or uncertainty regarding your reliability as a seller. The key is to acknowledge and understand their issue before moving forward. Now I want to talk about the role of agitation in sales. Agitation is about making customers feel the weight of the problem they are facing. It's not about manipulating or creating fear. It's about helping them see the consequences of not addressing their pain points. It involves invoking a sense of urgency or discomfort around the problem so they feel compelled to act. For example, if a customer is reluctant to buy, you might explain how delaying the purchase could lead to further complication or losses. A doctor might say, if you wait any longer to address this health issue, it could become much more serious. This statement agitates the problem, making the patient feel the urgency to act. Presenting the solution, the last part. The final step is presenting your solution. Once you have identified the problem and agitated it, it's time to present your product or service as the best possible solution. Your solution should directly address the problem and offer a clear benefit. If you're selling a product, you need to explain how it will solve the customer's problem in the simplest and most effective way. Make it easy for them to see how your solution is the answer they've been looking for. In our meetings, for example, I often use this approach to guide conversations, leading the customers to understand that our service will solve their issue in the most efficient and possible way. Now, let's talk about why agitation can be misunderstood. Now, let's address a common misconception. Some people think that agitation is a negative tactic. However, it's essential to understand that it's a tool, not inherently good or bad. Agitation can be a powerful motivator when used ethically and responsibly. Think of this. Encourage your child to eat their vegetables by saying, "If you finish your dinner, we can play your favorite game afterwards." Here, playing a game is the solution to the problem of not wanting to eat. Similarly, when used in sales, agitation is about encouraging positive action. It's only when misused, for instance, to deceive or manipulate, that is become unethical. A trustworthy salesperson or trader uses agitation to highlight the importance of solving a customer's problem, not to trick them into a bad deal. Now let's talk about real life applications of PAS in sales. Let's put this into a practical example now. Imagine a negotiation scenario where you're dealing with a skeptical customer who insists on receiving goods before making any payment. Start by emphasizing with their concern, acknowledging the problem. Ask them how they currently handle similar solutions with other suppliers. As they explain, subtly agitate the situation by pointing out the potential risks of downsides of the current approach. Once they feel the urgency to change, present your solution. A safer, more reliable way to do business that mitigates the risks. In doing so, your position, your product or service as the ideal solution to their problem. Why the PAS formula works? The PAS formula is effective because it mirrors how our brain processes the information and makes decision. Our brains naturally seek to avoid pain and pursue pleasure. When we help our customers see the pain points they're currently experiencing or could face and offer a clear path to relief or benefit, we align our sales strategy with their natural decision. natural decision-making processes. Caution. Use PAS ethically. It's crucial to remember that PAS is a powerful tool. And like all powerful tools, it should be used responsibly. Don't use this formula to exploit or deceive customers. Your goal should always be to create a win-win situation where both you and your customer benefit. If you're just trying to trick people into buying, you may succeed once or twice, but it won't lead to a long-term success. Instead, use PAS to genuinely help customers by solving their problems and building trust. There is one thing to, you know, talk about when it comes to, you know, using this application in sales. A negotiation scenario is always dealing with a skeptical, you know, a customer who insists on receiving goods before making any payments. At this point, you have to ask this question. Where have you been buying your products before? Or why you have changed this, you know, buyer? At this case, he is going to explain to you that in this part, I want to, you know, buy a cheaper product or a less expensive product. And the next question will be, why you are choosing us? Why are you not going to buy the same product from the same seller like you were doing before? At that point, he will say that I want to choose another buyer. And the question is, the first time you purchased the product from your buyer, what happened? Were you buying the product in advance, or you were paying for the whole product price in advance? What happened over there? The question has one answer and one answer only. When you are buying the product, when I was buying the product was actually being the first time, and for the first time, you always pay the money in full in advance. And then you have to, you know, go there and wrap everything up. Now let's go to conclusion and final thoughts. To wrap things up, the PAS formula, I mean problem, agitation, and solution, is a highly effective strategy in sales. It allows you to connect with your customers on a deeper level, understand their pain points, and provide them with real solutions. By using this approach, you're not just selling a product or service, you're offering value, building up trust, and establishing a long-term relationship with your customers. Remember this, the key is to use this formula ethically with the customer's best interest in mind. When done right, PAS can transform your sales into the your sales process and significantly increase your sales rate. And again, it's crucial to remember that PAS is a powerful tool. And if you are using a powerful tool, it should be used responsibly. Don't use this formula to exploit or deceive customers, that you can easily do when you're using this formula. Your goal should always be to create a win-win situation where both you and your customers benefit. If you're just trying to trick people into buying, you may succeed once or twice, but it won't lead to long-term success. Instead, use PAS to genuinely help customers by solving their problems and building trust. Thank you for tuning into this podcast episode. I hope you found these insights helpful. Make sure to, stay with us and give us more tips on the strategies. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep selling. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.